This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Since COVID-19 shut down much of the country back in March, more than 2.5 million Pennsylvanians have filed jobless claims. But as July comes to a close, tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians have received little or no unemployment compensation. WHYY's Robbie Broad has more on how some of the state's unemployed residents have struggled to get answers and how unemployment offices are struggling to handle the drastic uptick in claims.
Since March 15th, Pennsylvania has paid out more than $29 billion in unemployment benefits, according to the state's Department of Labor and Industry. But about 90,000 people who applied for unemployment still have received little to no compensation as of late June. Margaret Krisch loved working as an oncology nurse at Hahnemann Hospital for 25 years. Having gone to nursing school there, she had decades of memories and many lifelong friends scattered throughout the building. When it closed in September, she was heartbroken. She lost her job and filed for unemployment, which ran out in February. Still out of work, she was told to file for pandemic unemployment in April. The unemployment office sent her a letter saying that she was approved for benefits, and then nothing. No payments have come in the mail, and Margaret has been unable to reach the unemployment office for 4 months.
So I've been doing this since April 4th, and I have received zero money, and now it is the middle of July. And the problem is you cannot get through on the phone. I've tried three, and this isn't an exaggeration, 300 and 400 times a day, letting it, you know, ring, and they kept saying busy, try it another time. So it's just extremely frustrating.
Since filing, Margaret has been able to find partial employment, working 2 days a week as a chemotherapy nurse in Fishtown to pay the bills. She says she's unable to get more hours than that, and that she's making substantially less than she used to as a full-time nurse, causing her to quickly run through her retirement savings. On top of that, she lost a week of work at that job when a chemotherapy patient tested positive for COVID-19, causing her to self-quarantine. Krisch says she simply wants what she's owed by the state.
I don't want anything I don't deserve, but I know that I worked for this and I deserve it. I mean, I'm a caring, hardworking, essential worker.
Elizabeth Gray worked for a law firm in Philadelphia as an independent contractor. So when she was laid off, she filed for pandemic unemployment through the state. She, too, gets nowhere, even when trying every way to contact the state.
Nobody has once responded to a single email. I then took it a step further. I went to the governor's office, attempted to contact him by phone, by email, no response. Pat Toomey's office and other local representatives, the same, no response.
She considers herself one of the lucky ones, being able to live off of her savings, including her retirement account.
What choice do you have at this point? The bills continue to come due. Even if there's mortgage relief and rent relief and things along those lines, ultimately these bills are going to be due.
The Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry says to deal with unprecedented demand, their staff has worked more than 203,000 overtime hours during the pandemic, and staffing levels have doubled since March 15th. Kristen Mitch is one of the people thousands of Pennsylvanians are desperate to reach. She works as a claims examiner in the Harrisburg Unemployment Office. She splits her time between the office and working from home. She wants people trying to reach the office to know that she and her coworkers are trying to field the calls as quickly as possible, but they're overwhelmed. Her schedule since March has consisted of 12 to 16 hour days, 7 days a week, with Juneteenth being her first day off.
I've had pay periods that I have entered 145 hours, which is kind of crazy since our normal work week is 37 and a half. So yeah, it's drastically changed. I think until the Juneteenth holiday, I worked 71 days straight.
She says her schedule has caused her to miss out on spending time with her husband and young son.
I usually start around 6 o'clock and I work all day. And that's literally my day. Like, I don't do too many other things. On the weekends, it's I get up, work, then maybe go to the grocery store. So there's really not a whole lot of room for anything else at this point.
Sean Domenico works in the Duquesne office, also as a claims examiner, splitting time between the office and working from home. His schedule looks the same, regular 12 to 16 hour days, 7 days a week. Domenico has been unable to see his family for months. He's been self-quarantining to protect his 80-year-old mother, and his busy work schedule has prevented him from seeing his brother, along with his sister-in-law and his niece, since March. He's worked for the Commonwealth for 10 years, and has never seen this much demand for government assistance.
At a time like this, people need to, you know, remember that this is a really difficult situation. So many more people are in this than before, and just the fact that we could turn around and administer these programs, that's a fairly tall order.
He urges those who can't reach an operator to keep calling the office and to contact their local representatives. The PA Department of Labor and Industry says they filled over 90% of unemployment claims since the pandemic started, but over 100,000 claims currently remain open. Robbie Broad, WHYY News.